Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. It actually snowed here in Las Vegas. It's February 18, 2019. It's Rolling with the Diva, and I'm grateful to be on the air with you guys. It has been a very tumultuous week in the last couple of weeks, but everything is looking good and everything is going good. I'm here with my dogs, Bunny and Zion. They're sitting on the bed. And you know what? I just want to start off with prayer because I'm grateful for what God gives me and gives us and allows listeners to listen to this. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for everything you give us. And please, I ask you to bless the listener who's listening to this and know their needs and help them. And Lord, amen. All right, so today we're going to talk about stop doubting yourself. I'm 54 years old, and I've just, every year I progress to a new year, and an epiphany hits me. I have confidence in myself, but I doubt myself because of sometimes the people I hang around and sometimes because of the situations. But you know what? You can't doubt yourself because you know why? Because if you doubt yourself, then other people are going to make you always second-guess yourself and even rethink everything. Have confidence and belief in yourself and that you are a good person and that you can do just as well as somebody else by what if, what, you know, what if this happens or what that, what if that happens? So what? What if? What if the world could come to you and you're not promised tomorrow. So just know that. Just go with that. We're going to listen to Jehovah and then we'll be right back.
We lift our hands.
Okay, we're back. And today's topic with Woman with a Diva is stop doubting yourself. And it's just that easy. Just, you know, it's not that easy. I just like to think it is, but it's not. And I can admit that I've been there and I'm still struggling with that, doubting myself and believing in myself and not needing the approval of others to get on with my life. I know that's really hard for some of us, but it has to be done. So today, let's just jump right into it. I found an article on Thought Catalog. It was really a good article on, what do you call it, on doubting, five ways to actually get rid of the doubt. And here's a quote from their article. Five fearless people ways to doubting yourself. All right. Well, there's somebody in the pictures. Okay. Excuse me. I apologize. Doubt kills more dreams than failure of the world, and that's in quotes. And even when we know the answer is something, we're afraid to speak up. We constantly second-guess our actions and make ourselves crazy. Finally, the worst one of all, although we have the resources to reach the objective, a little voice in our head just keeps telling us that we can't do it. Like, for instance, I'm going to confess, I don't have a fear of success. I just have a fear that I'm not going to stay successful. Does that make sense? And I'll put off things and put off things. Like, I've been putting off my travel agency. And just as I do that, God brings somebody to me who wants to travel. And I really know I need to do it. I know I need to do my blog. And you know what? And I'm my thing is, what if somebody doesn't like what I say? Or what if somebody doesn't like my blog? And what if I don't? I can't go with the what if. It's just doubting myself. Contingency, needless to say, self-doubt holds us back. When we lack assurance, we prevent ourselves from progressing. Unfortunately, the solution is not as simple as snapping our fingers or zapping our nagging uncertainties away. Here are five ways to stop doubting yourself. And again, this is not mine, though these five are not mine. This article was by Sarah Uzer, Uzer, April 15, 2015, and it was from thoughtcatalog.com/Sarah-Ezra-2015, and it is her full article. So thank you, Sarah, for the information. And the first one is, don't get too caught up in planning every little detail. I know with the new year and people saying, you need to be organized, you need to do this, you need to do that, it can be overwhelming. Just have a general plan, know what you're going to do, and stick with it. Being organized is a great characteristic to have. However, when it becomes too meticulous or planning, we get irrational, upset, and sometimes we don't execute what we need. Maybe you planned on contributing a slight idea during your staff meeting. You practice and said it beforehand. Because things are the way you hoped, you may be afraid to speak up. Plan, but also be sure to adapt and be realistic. Things happen in life, and you have to accept change. No matter how much we try to control the outcome, we have to accept that we can't always predict how things will pan out. When you catch yourself wasting time overthinking, just hit send. Have you ever stared at something for a long time, for so long that you couldn't actually fill your brain? That's what I'm thinking. Stay inspired. Having good thoughts, things like that. Also, I want to remind everybody that 211 in any area of the United States is a place for to get answers for whether it's domestic violence. If you're in a domestic violence situation and you're being hurt right now, please, please get help. And please, please know that you do not have to accept abuse, and there's people who care. I understand it's not easy to get out of a situation like that. Men and women can be abused. So please don't think that nobody cares, because we do. And reach out to 911. Or if you're in a situation where you can just call in and get ask for some help on that. Okay, I want to remind you guys of a couple of shows that I'm starting in March. It is called The Joy of Journaling. What I'm going to do is make a journal, and then everybody will have pages to write in. The first one is the Joy of Journaling 1, which is accepting yourself. Joy of Journaling 2, which is parenting. joy of journey 3, motivated after 15. There will be 10 of them, and there will be about a 9 to 10 minute episode to go with each of those. Also, our interview with Mark Roscoe has been postponed. I wanted to remind you guys that this is Black History Month in February, but just like Christmas, Black History Month is just not celebrated on one month. It should be celebrated all the time, and we should each recognize each race and come together as one. All righty, so we're going to go back into not doubting yourself, and we were on number 3. I think that was right. And these are just the number. These are not mine. We're on number 4. Remember that you're your own worst critic. Sometimes you can do just fine, but then sabotage. Don't do that. Nobody. When we fear making a mistake, we have the tendency to worry about being judged. Guess what, people? And this is not what she's saying in the article. I'm saying nobody. They really don't care. They're not giving a second thought. And you're thinking people are talking about you. It's not. Go with what you have and be sound with it and know that it's going to be okay. God loves you. And you know what? Sometimes I know it's hard to speak up, but you have to. While doubting ourselves already damages our self-esteem, distressing over what others think would just increase the magnitude of your worries. So don't do it to yourself. It's not worth it. That was from the article. 5, give off an air of confidence and trick yourself into feeling it. Like, it takes 30 days for something to come and affect in your brain. So if you repeat it every day for 7 days, and then there's 4 weeks in that, and you do it for 30 days, it's going to get in your brain. Often our lack of abilities and the real issues are lack of confidence in these abilities. You may be quivering with fear about an upcoming interview, but don't sell yourself short because you think you may be underqualified. By simply composing yourself, as self-assured, you will be perceived as somebody who has faith in his or her potential. Slowly but surely, you may even start to believe in yourself. God believes in us. He made us. He doesn't make junk, so you guys have to believe in yourself, too. Just want to point that out to people. I know it's hard, but we have to. Again, we're on the air with Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host, and we're talking about self-doubt. If you're just now coming in on the middle of this episode, we want to thank you so much for listening in. And just say, hey, you are much appreciated. These can be heard on Spotify. These can be heard on many other stations. On Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Tuna Tunes and Relations Radio. Oh, yeah, I got some big superstar. Not yet. Maybe. Many other stations. So anyway, we're going to move on, and we're going to listen to, this is a message by Les Brown, and I really like this. So let's see what he has to say. This is not mine, and this is Les Brown's recording. Okay, that was Les Brown. I don't know if you guys heard it. I'll have to go back to the recording on that 1 minute and see, but we're back with Rolling with the Diva, and this is Sabrina, I'm your host. And I just want to talk to you. We're talking about All right, so we're going to go back to we talked about the 5 beautiful ways. And sometimes talking about self-doubt, sometimes I do this show and I think, oh my gosh, am I really listening? Is anybody really listening? Does it really help anybody? And if so, I'd like to get more people giving me feedback. But then I have to tell myself, it's not about me. It's about what God has planned for somebody who may hear the message later on. It's not about being the biggest person on social media. It's about being here and helping others. So I thought that was really interesting on my part that I would just say, okay, you know, let's let it go with that. Sometimes we want to feel so big, and then when we don't get what we want, then we lose sight of that. So just thought I'd tell you guys that. We're going to go to YouTube here, and we're going to listen to Les Brown, because I was trying to work it on my computer, but could not do that. So yep, and now we're logging into YouTube. We're going to listen to Les Brown, and it is really awesome. So hold on a second while I do that. I'm searching for Les Brown. A reminder, you are more than enough. You're loved by God. You're wanted. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, to give you hope in the future and not to harm you. People, God loves you. Just believe in yourself. If you get anything out of this message, is God loves you and He believes in your and believe in yourself. All right. So here we go. This is Joyce Myers. I really love her. And it's Stop Doubting God. Here we go.
Doubt and unbelief can attack our minds when we're trying to believe God for something. But if we go back to what Abraham said in Romans chapter 4, it said, no doubt or unbelief may be a waiver concerning the promises of God. Doubt and unbelief can come against us, but if we are firmly planted in God, the right thing at the right time.
All right, we're going to continue this in just a second with Joyce Myers. This is her video, and it's called Joyce Myers on YouTube, Stop Doubting, God's Sermon 2018. She's a really great Christian woman, and I love how she talks. Remember, trust God. Stop doubting yourself. We're going to go back to her message.
This is what I want you to do to fix it. Or we're believing for this very specific thing. And there's nothing wrong with believing for specific things, but you better have a promise to back it up. Otherwise, you need to say, you know, gosh, this is what I'd like to have. It's better than don't give me what I want, give me what you want. Let's start wanting what God wants, not what we want. So, looks to me like that we need to be bold when we come to God. And even though we've been wrathful, we've gotten ourselves in trouble, we come to God. I'm asking you to get me out of this mess. Give me wisdom. Show me what to do. Forgive my sins. I believe you. Now, I'm going to say to you tonight, I actually changed the title of this message. First, it was sin is not the biggest problem we have. And then I changed it to, is God angry? But really, sin is not the biggest problem that we have. The biggest problem that we have is unbelief. That's our biggest problem. And it's not even, now, God gets angry at sin. He's not angry at sinners. He loves us. But he does get angry about sin, but I want you to listen. The reason why God is angry about sin is because of what it does to us. It's not what we're doing to him. God is just well taken care of. He's all fixed. Nothing that we do changes one thing about God. But the reason why God hates sin and he gets so angry about sin is because of what it does to us. It steals our life. It steals our peace. It steals our joy. We go around under condemnation all the time, and it closes the door to all the blessings that God has for us. God just so wants us to believe what he says, and when we do, we will obey him. Exodus 4. Let's just start in verse 1. I'll skip around here a little bit. God was trying to get Moses to step out in faith, do the thing that he was born to do, which was lead the Israelites out of bondage. Moses had felt that call of God on his life at one time, stepped out ahead of God, tried to kill an Egyptian, and ended up running out of Egypt in fear of the Pharaoh and spent 40 years in the wilderness, which really was a God-ordained trip for him because he had a lot that he had to learn, and sometimes you just can't learn it till you get off by yourself somewhere. And so then called him to come out of the wilderness, appeared to him in a burning bush. It's now time for you to go and bring deliverance to your people. Well, now he didn't want to go. The Bible said that Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth when God came to him. So he started out full of himself, trying to take things in his own hand. 40 years in the wilderness can change you from being proud and haughty to being meek and humble. So now he's...
All right, so that was Dr. Joyce Myers. You guys can... Actually, Joyce Myers, you guys can go find her on Joyce Myers, Stop Doubting God, Sermon 2018. I just want to remind you guys that you are loved, you are wanted. I know things can get tough, but you got to have faith in yourself. First, you got to have faith in God. If you don't believe in God and you have a higher power, that's great. But you have to believe in something, and you can't just do things by yourself. This, the last part of this next broadcast is going to be from April 9, 2008 by United Bible Societies, and it's on communications. We can all struggle with doubt at times. The Bible gives encouragement and help. Also pray for those who doubt to have renewed faith. Show mercy toward those who have doubts. Jude 1:22. Why am I so sad? Why am I so troubled? I will put my hope in God, and once again I will praise him, my Savior and my God. Psalm 42:11. Sometimes we get sad, unhappy, because we're trying to do everything ourselves instead of relying on God. Believe me, I know this is not a hard thing for you guys, but I want to tell you guys a story. About 2 weeks ago, my son, teenager, was really struggling with his life and wanted to take his life, and he was in the hospital. I just prayed, didn't call people, and I asked God to really, really do, if it was his time to take him, but Lord, help me, and he helped me be calm. So again, read Psalm 42:11. So, and then we're back to the article. So we are even more confident of the message proclaimed by the prophets. You will do well to pay attention to it because it is like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the light of the morning shines in your heart. God is with you day and night. Don't forget that. 2 Peter 1:19. This is Job 4:3-4. You have taught many people and given strength to feeble hands. When someone stubborn, weak, and tired, you learn to encourage him to stand. Stand with somebody you love. Stand as a husband and a wife. Stand as a brother and a sister. Stand as a country to come together so that we don't keep second-doubting ourselves. Pray for our president. Pray for leadership. Don't you know, haven't you heard? The Lord is an everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Isaiah 40:28-29. And this is Mark 9:24. The Father once cried out, I do have faith, but not enough. Help me have more. Nobody's perfect. Only God the Creator, who sent his Son Jesus Christ down on the earth to die for our sins. Pray, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you, and ask God to be in your life. This is still from the article. Remember, I will be with you and protect you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done all that I promised. Genesis 28:15. At once, Jesus reached out and grabbed a hold of him and said, what little faith you have, why do you doubt? Why do we doubt people? Why do we doubt listeners? Because we have a low self-esteem. We don't believe in ourselves. Therefore, we can't believe in God. Stop, breathe, listen. And remember this, you are worthy. Present what you need to present in life, whether it's a job interview, whether it's talking to somebody. Stop doubting yourself. Then the disciples in the boat worship Jesus. Truly, you're the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. I'm writing this to you so that you may know that you have eternal life, you that believe in the Son of God. 1 John 5:3. A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood around them and said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here and look at my hands.
then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe. Thomas answered, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, do you believe because you see me? How happy are those that will believe without seeing? John 20, 26 through 29. All right, you guys. The message today was stop doubting. I doubt myself. I am not perfect. But we got to start believing ourselves. So when we go to present things to other people, people will believe in us. You are worthy. You are amazing. And more than enough. We're going to go out with a song.
3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm staring at my phone.
I'm looking.
I'm really wondering how I died.
I
know it's all my fault.
My fault.
I can't regret what I did. Or question what is happening.
Nah.
And now it is what it is. That's the way the dice
look, is rolled. Look, 3 a.m. stumbling, mind gone, I'm wondering. 5 strong, we loving it, milestone, we cover it. 3 a.m. by the juice spot, dreaming to get the coupe drop. They ain't making the group stop, pulling up like it's 2 stops. By the boondocks, chilling out cause the room hot. Getting high on the rooftop, never know when my dudes flop. Yeah, we got it here, pimp talk, we out of here. Hit me up, then we got it there, smoking right near Koala Bear. 3 a.m. in the studio, really it's nothing.
Have a great week. You're loved. If you need anything, send me an email. I'm here to pray for you and love you at cvwtdiva@gmail.com. Have a great day and week.